this is what hip hop would sound like had Sting invented it. That's,
oh, Gordon,
that's as good as it gets. That's really nice.
That's so great.
It really kind of nails it for me. Okay, so I want to get into this record. Let's do our track by track little thingy thing we do.
Yeah, this is exciting for me.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, well, track one is Courage. This song is no mistake as track one, and also a huge significance that it's Courage for Hugh McLennan. Hugh McLennan is an author, and he wrote a few books that Gord was a big fan of, particularly The Watch That Ends the Night. Hugh McLennan was, as an author, very well known for being one of the first authors in Canada to really embrace his surroundings and tell the stories of small towns in his homeland. Like, he was telling the people stories in small nooks and crannies. And this is, I think, influenced Gord in an enormous way, because this is the album where he really leans into that.
Absolutely.
For the first time. And it stays there. This is like a mission statement.
Two things I want to add. Two Solitudes, another giant novel by McLennan.
Yeah.
You know, evocative of the French and English divide in this country, and we were really racing toward that at this point in time as well. I think Charlottetown happened 2 years later, the Charlottetown Accord, so it was like we were bumping up against all this stuff. And the other thing that I just think is amazing, and this is where Gord Downie to me shows some real balls, because he takes an actual passage from the McLennan, from that book, and turns it into the bridge. And there's no rhyme.
No, it shouldn't work.
It shouldn't work.
Really,
but it does.
Not
do, you,
work.
Do you have the lyrics there?
No, I don't right in front of me. Here
okay.
we go.
Okay. So there's no simple explanation for anything important any of us do. And yeah, the human tragedy consistent with the necessity under pressure.
Under pressure. Living with the consequences.
Living with the consequences.
Under pressure.
Under pressure.
Under pressure. No rhymes. That is not in lyrical structure by any means, but he makes it quite catchy and memorable.
Yeah. And it's fucking
just like,
bridge.
That's the verse. He's like, I want to write about this. I'm not going to write it better, so I'm just going to sing it.
Yeah. And this became later on, when we get into probably the last five or six hip records and definitely his solo stuff.
Yeah.
It became what he did.
Yeah.
It really became what he did. He wasn't about couplets or anything like that. It was very free.
Yeah, he's really, really starting to stretch as a lyricist and vocalist.
Yeah.
And that elusive cadence of his that we've talked about a couple of times is really starting to take shape.
Yeah.
This is a huge leaping point for them as artists, this album. And Courage is just a great opener.
It's a great it's in a litany of great openers, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. They're super good at that.
Yeah, they so are.
And I think now Courage was maybe the most played single of the bunch, and it was the second single, if memory serves correct. I think it was smart to throw Locked in the Trunk of a Car out there first to kind of ease them into the alternative realm as well. If it's just Courage that comes first, Courage is a very light little rock track.
Yep.
It's not, I don't mean that in a bad way.
No.
But it just, it doesn't have, you know, gnarled teeth or anything like
that.
And the angst of, the obvious angst of the other music that's happening in 1992.
This is a little bit different. There's no real verse, chorus, verse structure. Mm-hmm. It's jangly.
Yeah.
It's evil.
Yeah.
You know, we don't quite know what it's about.
No.
Dusty.
Yeah. Very dusty.
yeah, mm-hmm. you're so right. Whereas Courage is very clean. That first chord, you know, that coming in.
Super bright. Yeah.
Big and bright. And then his vocals are so pushed right to the top.
Yeah. But in a nice way. And, you know, this song just really, it just landed with people. And, you know, there's Gord there with his Bruins.
Yeah, that's right.
Sweater on for the whole the video. And it just had a tone. I think this is such an enormous moment in their Canadian, I don't know, the love affair really takes off
It does.
He's wearing a fucking hockey sweater.
He's wearing a hockey sweater. He's doing this weird Michael Stipian
His little dance.
Sort of dance.
Yeah. He's captivating. He's unusual, but he's totally approachable and interesting and mysterious. And it just, it's a perfect, they really, it's a shame this didn't go get the push in the States, because the execution and order of singles and how they marketed this album to continuously sell it by releasing six fucking singles from it, the timing and order of them was really clever. I don't know if it was intentional, but it worked really well.
Yeah.
As far as setting a tone, creating some mystery, and then a little bit of approachability.
Yeah.
And then a little bit of like strange artistry, and then we get into some real sadness. But yeah, it's quite a nice run of singles, and it really did the right sort of, it had the right dynamics to really, really make this a big, consistent selling record.
Totally.
And when you buy the album, you're like, oh, all these songs are great.
They really are.
Yeah.
Let's go to track two.
Yes, please.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.